Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Welcome back. It's Chicago bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, ageofthecustomer.com. Diane DeRest is our guest. She's the author of the new book, Give Fear the Finger. And Diane is one of the top communications experts in the galaxy, helping people just like you and me put our best foot forward, whether it be in person or on paper or in digital form. Diane, thanks again for hanging out with us. Is your book available at Amazon?
It certainly is.
All right. So it's an e-book, folks. That means it's interactive. There's a video
That's
connected
right.
that shows people what you really mean about giving fear the finger. There's a pressure point, as you say, on one of our fingers, but uh-huh. you have to get in there and watch the video to see how to release some of that anxiety, right?
Exactly. And then combine that with breathing exercise, which I also demonstrate on the video, and it's very powerful. I'll tell you a story of someone who is a business owner and came to me because she said her husband wanted her to get out there and speak, and she didn't want to do it. And she would get very nervous in networking meetings. So when there were five more people ahead of her before her introduction, she would start to flush. She would trip over her words. So I worked with her, and I showed her this finger technique as well as working on the breathing. The next meeting, she came in and said she was fine. She was able to be calm. She didn't get flushed. Yeah. So it really does work.
Well, I'm glad to know about that, but I will tell you, nothing fights fear like preparation.
Absolutely. It's 90% preparation and 10% delivery.
Whenever I give a speech, oftentimes I'll customize it for that group, even though it's something I've got on my mind, but I'll customize it for them. If it's enough different because of the customization from what I've usually do, I have a little bit of fear. As long as I've been doing this, but the only way I get over that is I practice. I do dry runs. I do role plays, so to speak, with myself until that fear goes away.
Yes, it's like anything. If you're an athlete, you don't just get up at bat. You practice.
That's right.
You go through spring training. Mm-hmm. And to your point, Jim, there's a misperception that you get to a certain point and the fear is gone. It's situational. So if I were to speak at the National Speakers Association convention, I would be a basket case because these are the top of the top, better than most celebrity speakers you'll ever see. And one time I got up on stage to announce who the winners were for the board, and I couldn't believe how my heart was racing behind the curtain. I thought, what is this? I speak all the time. So keep in mind that the higher the stakes, the more nervous you'll feel, but you know that you have the resources to control it. It's all about managing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's two levels. It's mindset and it's skill set. Do you know that the body the body can actually override your fear by getting into certain postures.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's also fear also, if you manage it properly, and I think that's the main thing that that's the essence of your book, is it? How to manage fear and
yes.
the good and the bad part of it. But fear will help you seek excellence if you manage it properly.
That's so true, because you'll be practicing, you'll tailor it to the audience, you'll ask the right questions. So to your point, Jim, prepare, and then let it go. And if you forget something, no big deal. I just did a keynote the other day on creating confidence for women. I did it twice, and the second time I did it, I forgot certain things.
Mm-hmm.
The audience doesn't know.
That's right.
Everybody thought it was wonderful.
That's right.
So
get over it.
Yeah, I mean, I said, oh, I forgot that important point. All right, well, they don't know. And so you need to let go and be easy on yourself. We beat ourselves up.
Don't you think, though, also, we're worried about what the audience is thinking, and the truth is 99% of the audience is sitting in the audience thinking, man, That lady is so brave. I could never do that. This is very impressive. while you're thinking, I'm bombing here.
Yeah, no, you're so right. I worked with a woman one time coaching her, and I said, all right, get up for 10 minutes and let me see what you're doing. And she started choking up and losing her train of thought. So I said, mm-hmm. Stop for a moment. What's going on right now? And she said, well, I'm thinking, I wonder what Diane is thinking of me. And I said, I wasn't. I was trying to understand your content. So here's the truth. Confident speakers live in the present. They're focused on the audience and the message. Nervous speakers live in the future. They're imagining everything that could go wrong. Oh, they think I'm terrible. I'm going to lose my train of thought. What if I trip? None of that usually happens unless you create it, and you create it in the mind. So mm-hmm. What I did is I created an affirmations video set to music that you can watch every morning. Go to the ebook. There's a link in there, and it's public speaking affirmations. Mm-hmm. Program your mind for success. Start from the positive.
I have little prayers that I say to myself before mm-hmm. I go on. I just say, you know, God be with me. God help me. Give me the strength and the understanding to do a good job. And it just centers me.
Yes, I do the same thing. And you can also do visualizations. How do you want it to come mm-hmm. out? Well, you can mm-hmm. create that with your mind.
Right. And especially if you can imagine the last one you did where things turned out great. You know, you say, okay, I'll do another one of those.
Right.
Just Diane, I need a website, quickly.
Diresta.com, DIResta. Give Fear the Finger.
That's available wherever books are sold and on her website. And put a dash between Give Fear the Finger, all each one of those words.com, and find that website. Diane, come back soon. We'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
Diane DiResta. We'll be back. I will be too.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.